where this is?
It's Buttercup by the something or others.
Build me a buttercup, baby. Just to let me
Woo! Mess me around and then Build me up, Buttercup by the Foundations.
Oh, the Foundations. Dang it.
Andy in the afternoon. I'm Andy. He's Christian.
Hello.
You have any idea why I'm playing this?
Nope, none whatsoever.
Reason I'm playing this is that on this day, January 27, 1969,
I was born, buddy.
This was the number 10 song in the land.
Why did you go for the number one?
We'll get there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're doing. It's a thematic thing that's happening. It's clever. Clever.
That's right. He was birthed and conceived, ladies and gentlemen. This fella right over here, I've known him for 19 years.
Yep.
And he existed for a few more before that. 47 today. So all through the show today, I'm going to be featuring, yes, the songs that were tops in the charts.
Man.
When you came onto this planet.
When it's your birthday, I will do nothing. I will show up and I will phone it in as I do every day.
I expect
day.
That. I brought you a lovely balloon.
That you stole from somebody else's birthday
it
celebration.
It was Mikey's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It says party really zone. I think it's actually a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a football-shaped party zone Super Bowl party balloon.
I know how much you love football. All right, we'll do that. And lots of giveaways today, too.
We do. We're going to buy their love, friend.
Stick around. The Classic Rock Time Capsule, and your chance to go to a concert here at the bottom of the hour.
Snap.
Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
But this is another good one, man. Let's play good musical shows.
Only good ones. Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. We're going to play some Led Zeppelin here in just a second, but Christian, something kind of big has happened today. You remember what happened on Friday?
Nope.
We were both surprised to find out we had Ashley for the day.
Oh, yeah.
We had someone to answer the phones because we have no producer, no phone screener, no budget, no nothing for this program. Nothing.
Not a sausage.
A shoestring budget. But we've got Sammy here.
That's
Sammy
me.
From the street team. If you've gone to an event where the sound's been out and about, you've seen the tent and so forth, you probably have met Sammy before. Hey, welcome in, Sammy.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Christian. Thanks for having me.
He's going to answer phone. And here at the sound, we've got three Sams. Two Joshes, two Andys, two Michaels, two Terrys. It's an Abbott and Costello bit all the time walking down the hall here.
One me, though, pal. One me.
Mercifully. Yeah. There's one thing, actually two things I need to let you know about Sammy when answering the phones today. We brought it up yesterday looking for a little bit of help from our audience. We thought it might be fun to have someone in the audience who has a loved one who passed on and they always wanted to be on radio, in radio, that kind of thing. And so if someone calls you and they say that they have their loved one's remains in a urn, we want them to bring it in. It's called Ghost Host.
Ghost Host.
Dead
like
Air
that.
With the Dead. They come in and we put little, all very tastefully done, but we put little headphones on the urn, microphone in front of it. Of course, we Facebook video the whole thing so everybody in the world could watch while this one, they talk about their loved one and the music that they love, shows they wanted to go to and so forth. So if you get that call, by all means, take that call and get the information. And we're serious about it. I'm dead serious. No pun intended with that either. And here's the other thing I need you to do. I need you to get somebody on the phone to play Classic Rock Time Capsule right now.
Yeah.
Guessing against Christian. I'm going to ask Christian a question. Today, it's a question about the Rolling Stones. 888-696-1003. Can you get caller 3 for us, Sam?
Caller 3 it is.
Go do that. All right. And in the meantime, I'm going to play this Led Zeppelin. It's Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
Play it.
This is Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. That's Christian right there.
Hi, buddy.
And it's time for the Classic Rock Time Capsule. By the way, Bruce Springsteen right there a second ago. We have tickets for Bruce Springsteen to give away on the show tonight.
Huge.
I don't think we've really figured out how
we got two pairs, buddy.
We've got two pairs. I know, but we've got one question from Rita. That's what we've been doing in the 6 o'clock hour all this week. So we've got a very difficult question from Rita Wild, our local expert on Bruce Springsteen. And then we've got another pair. I don't know if it's going to happen today. Maybe we push this to tomorrow. But keep listening. Maybe we'll get a wild hair and we'll give away some tickets because it's Christian's birthday. He's feeling magnanimous. And we've got the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Let's get somebody on the phone for this. We asked for caller 3. Do we have caller 3 on the phone, Sammy?
We do.
Caller 3, which line is that? Do you know?
I got it.
You got it?
4-4. All right. It's Lizzie, I believe.
Hi, is this Lizzie?
Yes, this is Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. Can you hold on a couple of seconds? I'm going to give you a chance to match wits with Christian, and that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah, it's not
so
even tough.
It's okay. I hope so.
A chance for you to win some tickets to a pretty good concert. I'll tell you all the details about all of that in moments. Stick around. This is Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Let's get in the time capsule, yeah?
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking. It's open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Wednesday, January 27, 2016, Christian's birthday.
Yep.
And on the phone, we've got Lizzie. Lizzie, where are you calling from?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Ah, nice. All the way out the 210. Great. The prize. What's in the booty box for this, Christian? What's the...
Well, originally, we were going to be giving away the three-for-all thingy.
Hart, Joan Jett, and Cheap Trick.
But I had scheduled that...
That's where I want to go.
That's where you want to go?
Well, here's the thing.
Why don't you give her a choice?
We're going to give you the choice, because I realized that, because Andy can't read instructions, so that's actually scheduled for another day. We would now be able to give you, if you're interested... Okay. Peter Gabriel and Sting tickets at the Hollywood Bowl if you win. Which one of those?
Oh, Sting, really?
Yeah, with Peter Gabriel.
Oh, my God.
Which one of those two prizes would you like to compete for right now?
I love girl bands, too. I'd rather go see Sting. I think it's harder to go see them.
All right, yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's harder. That's a harder ticket to get.
All right.
All right. Yes. All right, so that's what you're now competing for.
All right, okay. Final decision. Okay. Well then, let's have a look. You stand by, because in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to see if you know more than Christian does about classic rock. Yeah. And I'll give you your chance to figure that out. But first of all, let's talk about David Bowie. Oh. Late, great David Bowie, who puts his feet on American soil for the first time on this date in 1971. He's actually not able to perform. I don't know if it's visa problems or what, but he shows up at a promotional event wearing a dress, which raises a few eyebrows in 1971. It was a lovely taffeta number, is what I'm hearing. Speaking of interesting wardrobes, jump ahead to 1997 on this day, and Pat Boone appears on the American Music Awards dressed in studded leather. Leather, studded collar, everything. He's there to promote an album of heavy metal covers called In a Metal Mood.
Diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's become
so good
of me? Ride the tiger, you can see his stripes, but you know he's
clean. That's a tough listen, I mean. Man.
You gotta be a fan.
Gotta get away.
Holy diver.
You gotta hear the scream here at the end, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. And Patton Alice Cooper then present Metallica the trophy for Best Heavy Metal Artist. Birthday boys today include Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, who turned 72. You share a birthday with another drummer.
Yep.
Elmore James would have been 98 years old today. Who is he?
He's a writer.
Well, he wrote some great songs. I'll tell you who was a fan of Elmore James.
The sky is crying.
Elmore James song. Stevie Ray Vaughan. So good. And Allman Brothers. This is an Elmore James song.
Lord, I just can't go out the door.
SRV and the Allmans knew about him.
Bluesy guy, Andy. Bluesy guy.
So much so. Let's get Lizzie involved here. Lizzie, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask a Rolling Stones question of Christian. And you tell me if you think he's correct or not in his answer. Today in 1964, they appear on BBC's Jukebox Jury,
mm-hmm.
where they judge Elvis's latest single, which I think would have to be this, judging from the timeline.
Well, there's gold in the mountains.
Yeah.
All right. The
so, what do they say about that song? Do they call it pitchy, groundbreaking, dated, hilarious, or raunchy?
All
Christian,
right.
What do you think they say, the Rolling Stones say about that song?
I would say that this is the snarky period of the Rolling Stones, where they're a little bit young, they don't really care, so I think that they would have gone on and been a little crappy about it, and they would have said that it was pitchy.
Pitchy?
Yep.
Is that what they said about that song, Lizzie? Pitchy, groundbreaking, dated, hilarious, or raunchy? Did they say pitchy or something else?
I'll agree pitchy, but I think it's dated. But I think I'm going to go with...
Wait, what did you think it was?
I think you stated, but I'm going to say 15.
So you're going to not go with your gut, and you're going to follow Christian?
Go with your gut, man. Don't go with me ever. Andy's...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, never.
God.
Yeah.
So what's your final answer?
I want to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to say dated. I don't know.
That is correct.
Yes! Always go with your instincts.
Always always doubt Christian. That's the first rule of this program.
Oh.
All right, Lizzie, you're going to go see that Sting and Peter Gabriel concert.
I'll put it to you this way.
I've lived on my instinct my entire life. I've ended up doing radio with Andy Chanley, so that'll show you how it works. All right.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. No way. That's a big winner.
All right, Lizzie, hold on. We got to get some information from you, okay?
You're welcome.
And we're going to play birthday boy Nick Mason and his band Pink Floyd. Get us out of the classic rock time capsule. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Yeah. It's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Know this song?
No, I was just born when it came out.
Number 9 song in the land when you were born on this day in 1969.
Mm.
Young Holt Unlimited Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy,
There's something called Soulful Strut.
Yeah, this dude parks cars over at the Beverly Center now.
Yeah, just out washing my car right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's number 9. Number 8. It's actually a great song. You know, when you were born, the population in the world was 3.63 billion.
What's it at now?
Doubled.
You're welcome.
More than doubled in the last 47 years.
I've worked
years.
Very hard to get it up there. Man.
BJ Thomas.
It's a rough year for music.
You like a little BJ from time to time, don't you?
I see what you did there. By the way, I got a birthday edible from my dispensary today when I rolled through to get myself a little joint. The guy's like, oh, I said, do you have any birthday specials? And the girl's like, we don't give birthday specials. And then as I left, the guy goes, you say your birthday. And I was like, yeah, he goes, come here, pick an edible. It's
great.
Got the red velvet edible. You know? I mean,
nice.
Seemed like a good thing to do for your birthday.
So that song, number 8. And this one, number 7. This is the most fitting of all of them for your birthday, I think.
Started a joke.
Bee Gees.
Bitch started the whole world crying.
Hmm. Mm. Born under the reign of Richard M. Nixon and Spiro Agnew. Median household income, $8,300.
Ah, so they all worked at the Sound?
Cost of a first-class stamp, 6 cents.
6 cents.
When you were born. It's like you have a 6 cents.
Yeah, no, it is. I see post people.
We'll do numbers 6 through 1 a little bit later on. We've also got some Bruce Springsteen tickets. We're going to give those away in the 6 o'clock hour this evening. And I've got more gifts for you, even though you don't deserve them. He goes in the other room and he gets the balloon and the present I've got for him.
I'm not giving it to you.
Now I'm not giving it to you.
He didn't know either.
I'm not giving it to you. We got some police and some foreigner to start us off in just moments. Stick around. This is Andy in the Afternoon. It's Christian's birthday today. So, Christian, even though I'm angry at you for stealing the surprise, go get it. It's over there. Go get it.
Oh, I can have it?
Yes. Go get your balloon and your gift quickly. People have things to do. I wrapped it in pink dots, polka dots. Now, show people what your balloon sings.
Yeah, it sings when you put it on the ground. And look at this. It's pink polka dot paper. It's my favorite.
It's a frozen balloon. It's huge.
Something from Amazon. It's just what I've always wanted.
No, it's not from Amazon.
Oh.
It's from your past. He said he wanted something mint for his birthday.
Yeah, it's just what I always wanted. It's old radio station swag from where we worked previous to this. Call right now, be the ninth caller if you want a box of old swag from a radio station that we used to work at. Yeah, yeah,
did you see the shirt though?
Yeah, no, it's a Y107 shirt.
What kind of shirt?
Oh, I know. It's a white shirt with what's on the back of it. Is it Off the Deep End Weekend? Oh, no, it's that. That's pretty good. I'll give you that.
This
yeah,
is
that's
pretty good.
Good,
dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
winter recital, with Devo and
Violent Femmes
Violent
and
Weems,
where my where Miletica opened up and everyone thought we were Devo and rushed back in to only to be horribly disappointed. But that day, backstage, Weird Al Yankovic said we were the best part of the entire night.
And who else was back there?
Dave Grohl, who was
and
a complete douchebag the entire time.
He's a great guy, but no, it's because somebody asked to take a picture when he was sitting down.
Lame. That affected my perspective on Dave Grohl for the rest of my life. Dave, if you're listening, make it up to me. Come to our station and have a chat with me about it.
He holds a grudge.
Yep.
I'm going to let you get by with it because it's your birthday.
Hey, somebody on line one's got an urn, Andy.
Four an urn, Andy, in the afternoon.
Let's get to it.
Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. So we've got some 10cc I'm going to play for you in just a couple of minutes. But I've got a taker, I think, on the phone. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Andy. My name is Nora.
Hi, Nora. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm happy to hear about this because I think my darling Doreen would really have gotten into this.
Okay. Where are you calling from? Where are you joining us from today?
Well, I live in North Hollywood. Okay. I'm out and about right now in the city of Beverly Hills.
Okay, well, to reset the premise of what we were talking about, we were thinking last night about the idea of a lot of people love music a great deal, always wanted to be in radio, went to a lot of shows and so forth, maybe didn't get a chance to have that appreciation acknowledged in their lifetime and have now passed on. And we thought that maybe we could have someone come in and bring along a departed loved one of theirs. We'll of course put headphones on the urn and we'll Facebook video this so it can be shared with the world while we witness through their loved one. That would be you in this instance. Their love for music and a particular band. So you have someone that is no longer with you that you cared a great deal about.
Yes, I do. My darling partner of 23 years, Doreen Mullman, and I should say wife, because a month before she passed, she had a friend of hers who was ordained through the Universal Life Church come into the home and marry us.
So you were together with her for almost a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
And this was recently that she passed away?
In 2 days after my birthday in 2014.
So just a year or so ago. Well, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Well, if you're game to do this, and she had a sense of humor?
Oh, definitely.
All right.
She laughed about everything every day.
So this is something she'd be howling about wherever she is right now.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, let's make a date, Nora. We're going to have you come in and bring the remains of her with you, of Doreen with you, and we'll play some Queen. We'll talk about some shows that she might have seen and the music that she loved, and we'll spend some time together one of these afternoons. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to put you on hold and get the details for that. And I actually, Dave had some Queen scheduled coming up, so don't read anything into the title of the song that you scheduled for me to play, but...
This wasn't our pick.
This wasn't our pick.
Quite apropos, I assure you.
Well played.
Let's put you on hold. We'll get some details, and you come in and have some fun with us.
I shall. Thank you so much, Andy.
All right, take care, Nora.
Hold on.
It's Andy in the afternoon. Here's Queen, Doreen.
Those jeans do make your ass look fat, Andy.
They do. Andy in the afternoon with Christian on 100.3 The Sound, some GNR. And, Christian does something pretty interesting. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, on Mark in the Morning, he'll go a little deeper into a song and separate out the different tracks so you can hear what went into them. You have anything for that?
I do. Listen to this, Majesty.
/ isolated?
No, it's me. I'm playing.
It's you?
Yeah. So good. The problem is that the shenanigans of this band overshadowed the actual fact that they were awesome.
But he is amazing.
Amazing.
I went and saw Les Paul at the House of Blues about, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Right.
And Slash was out there to play with him. And Slash comes out, and there's Dave Edmunds and all these great players coming out and playing. And after Slash plays a little while, plays some blues, Les Paul turns to him and says, "Hey, you're pretty good."
Yeah. No, if you get that from Les, that means you're on it. So good. All right, so there it is. I'll be doing a live dissection in March. We'll be giving tickets away for that. But right now, Andy, I think we should give away this amazing book that was brought in this morning.
Yeah, Mark Cantor came in. He used to live like across the street from Slash growing up, and it's Cantor from Cantor's Deli.
Yep.
He lived across, and that's why those guys would hang out in the kibitz room, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But he has this book. What's it called?
Reckless Road, Guns N' Roses and the Making of Appetite for Destruction, and it's got some incredible photos. I mean, it's basically a photo book with words attached, not the other way around.
And it's the 80s Guns N' Roses, not crap that happened in the 90s. No. And the 2000s.
If you're a fan, these photos are incredible. I want to give this away, and this is a special copy, Andy.
Why is that?
It's been autographed.
By whom?
Nobody in the band. Just people from the office here radio station. One of the sales chicks, our guy, the promotions dude, me and you, and I think a phone screener.
That's fantastic.
You can't get this anywhere else.
But it's autographed in silver.
Silver
Sharpie.
Pen. You could fake your friends out and make them think that this is legit. It doesn't matter. Good. Just put it on the coffee table.
Coffee table book.
So be the seventh caller right now.
888-696-1003, and that's yours.
This book is yours.
Up next, one of Axel's buddies, Elton John, will share something with you from him in moments. This is Andy in the Afternoon. It's Andy in the Afternoon. It's Christian's birthday today. He turns 47 years old today. How many greetings did you get on Facebook today?
I'm at almost 900. Which is really irksome. I mean, I'm so grateful, but the problem is that I like to keep a clean looking Facebook page, so I have to go and delete them all now.
If you knew how OCD this guy is, how much that irks him, it's fantastic. But there's something I want to do for you.
But thank you, everybody. I really do mean that, really.
It sounds it.
Yes.
I've got something for you. You're an ass. Something for you in just a second here. Josh, bring them in right now. While he's bringing something in for you, Dave Beezing said he bought this song for $1.99 for you.
Sing, sing, sing along a happy birthday song. Rejoice, make merry, is a happy occasion.
Did this come out of my pay?
It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Shed your name.
Sing, sing, sing along a happy birthday song. Hum a tune, beat a drum, hit the keys and strum along. Happy birthday, dear Kristen. It's jubilation.
It's Kristen. I don't believe a word of it.
Kristen.
And these are red velvet frozen cupcakes.
That's what you said. They're not frozen.
No, but the characters are frozen.
That was very nice, Dave. Thank you for that,
Thank
by the way.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot.
He won't say it, so I will.
Yeah.
Yesterday, thanks. I asked you what kind of cake you wanted. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah.
I asked you what kind of cake you want, and you said red velvet.
Yep.
So I go to Pavilions today, and I said, "So you have red velvet cakes?" She goes, "Yeah, there's some in the case here." I'm like, "Do you have any cupcakes?" And she says, "Yeah, right there." And I see that they all have
rings.
Disney princess rings on top of them.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, this is for a dude." Like, all jazzed about it. She goes, "Oh, well, I can take those off." I'm like, "You will not.
No.
Absolutely not."
No.
So there you go. Princess rings, Anna, Elsa, and the one from that.
The other one.
From that one down in New Orleans that I can't remember her name.
No.
But all of those for you. Hopefully you're going
to
share.
I'm really glad I came to work today.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy birthday, Pally.
Good job. I went to the dispensary first. These are going to be great this evening. Woo-hoo!
Elton John.
Hold me.
Pass over a cake.
Mm-mm. Would you like a red velvet cupcake?
I really would. It's Please Andy hold. In the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound.
My birthday.
Andy in the Afternoon. It's Christian's birthday today.
That's one of my favorite Who songs, so thank you.
Darling picture of you on our Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page when Christian was, what, four?
Probably, yeah.
Living in Africa at the time?
I was.
All he wanted was a tea set.
That was it.
And I love you got it.
Yeah, I did.
Your suspenders.
Sitting there with my little suspenders on, proudly drinking a cup of tea.
Pictures on Facebook right now. Andy in the Afternoon.
It's adorable.
Any guess who this is?
No, but I got to say, some really awful music released the year that I was born.
But it's going to get better.
Is it?
Yeah, well, this is Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations. I'm Going to Make You Love Me. This was the number six song on Billboard when you were born.
Okay. All
right. 1969 on this day.
All right.
Look at us coming in your direction. And I'm going to make you love me.
Yeah, it's not that great.
I wouldn't listen to it again.
You're gonna redeem yourself here.
Okay. Oh snap! That's pretty cool that this is what I did my first dissection.
Your first dissection.
Yeah, who knew?
It was number 5 on the Billboard chart the day you were born.
Woof! Got a connection to this jam. Ready for the drum fill?
It's so good.
One of the greatest
drum fills heard around the world. Ah, good.
Groovy. If you haven't heard that, by the way, they're available on the Sound website, all of the breakdowns.
All the dissections?
Yeah, they're all up there, so give those a listen if you haven't heard them. Took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out
yesterday. Don't you know that I heard through the grapevine? Good stuff, man. Did you know the first in vitro fertilization of a human egg happened the year you were born?
No, I did not.
In Cambridge, England. Where were you born? What country?
I was born in England.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it could have been.
You it was not.
In the
it
test
was not
tube.
Me.
No, it wasn't you?
My parents take full responsibility for it.
And this was number 4. The day you were born. ARPANET. The predecessor of the internet.
The internet?
That was founded the year you were born.
Okay. All right. It's looking good in 69.
So the top 3 songs the day you were born, we'll have those a little bit later on.
Okay.
But what we've got coming up next, we can all count along 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock.
Good Lord.
We're going to kick that off here at the top of the hour on Andy in the Afternoon. Happy birthday, Christian!
Thanks, pal.
Number 3 song the year you were born.
Wow.
The day you were born. This day, 1969.
I came into the world with a lot of work to get done.
Uphill battle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Bridge here with the worst thing that can happen. Worst that could happen.
Other than this song?
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, tough guys. Way to do it.
We'll get to the top 2. The top 2 redeem you a little.
They do?
A little.
If the are the Beatles in there?
No.
What? Really?
No. No, it's nothing that good. Trust me. No, you're listening to 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock and that crap we just played.
Yeah, well, this will clean the taste out of your mouth.
Andy in the Afternoon. Little palate cleanser here from Tom Petty. Breakdown. It is Andy in the Afternoon. Man, that's a beautiful sunset. Oh, my God.
Mandy, that's a beautiful sunset.
That's scary.
That's the best one so far.
That's a Ray Bradbury sunset.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Cool. Hey, quickly, we're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, so no commercials here. But in less than an hour, when we're still in this 100 minutes, we're going to have some tickets for Bruce Springsteen, third and final show added at the sports arena. So be listening. We'll give you your opportunity within this next hour. But right now, I got some ZZ Top.
Hey,
what?
What? Seriously, dude, I know you like to pick the music and all that business with you and Dave and everything, but not one Phil Collins song for my entire birthday show. Not one. Not even a half a song. We haven't done one yet, and I'm looking,
all right.
And according to the stack
That's
of
fair.
Music, not one
That's
is
fair.
Planned.
That's fair. No, it's fair. Here you go. Let me put something in for you.
I'm going to put something in for you, pal. This is not, first off, this is not Phil Collins. This is Genesis. And secondly, this is a travesty. This is a blight on the history of one of the greatest bands ever in the history of the universe. Turn this off.
That's not your, jam?
It's the worst. Actually, I saw them in when they played the Bowl and it started to rain and they canceled the show just as this song started. I was never more excited about a show being canceled ever.
Oh my God,
really?
Is this bad?
This is amazing.
This is good?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs. This is incredible. Listen, right, as the verse begins, the drum set gets really tiny, small again, and then explodes as the chorus starts. Listen to it.
All right. Well, I should probably let the whole thing play.
Please.
All right. Happy birthday, Christian.
Thanks, buddy.
Pain in the butt.
I do care.
I told you it would redeem itself a little bit here.
69 January, pulling it out, finally.
Sometimes I'm right, and I get it wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The preacher, the banker, the drummer, and then make
Us Live is something special.
Congratulations to him, by the way. He won like tens of millions of dollars in a lawsuit finally for back royalties, et cetera, et cetera.
Wait, isn't he dead?
Well, congratulations anyway, because he won them.
Well, there you go. Small victories.
He should come and host.
Yeah, there you go. Have Sly's Ashes coming in. By the way, if you didn't hear, we do have Dead Air tomorrow. We have two different people coming in, scheduled to come in and share some memories of their loved ones. But anyway, we've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock going right now. You just listened to a little bit of the number two song from Christian's birthday. This day in 1969. We still have number one coming up. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right.
And Bruce Springsteen tickets coming up in this next hour, next 45 minutes, in fact. 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock going on now. It's Andy in the afternoon. Birthday boy Christian over there.
Hello.
100.3 The Sound. Boy, you can't say that one. Edit that out. Andy in the afternoon. Another 45-plus minutes of classic rock going in this 100 minutes. This here is the number one song in the land the day you were born, Christian.
Huh.
47 years ago today.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find out what the number one song in England was, because this is American top whatevers.
Okay. I couldn't. I know you were born in Kent, but there's no. I couldn't. There's only so much Jerry and the Pacemakers I could hear.
Just don't patronize me with attempts to cover your butt on this one, all right, pal? You didn't do correct show prep. It's fine.
The English copied everything from the United States.
Sir, you know that you're not right there.
You know that that's true. We've got tickets for Bruce Springsteen within the half hour.
Hold on. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, Andy.
You should be grateful. Try being grateful. Try that suit on for size once in your life.
I got you a balloon.
I got you cupcakes.
Hold on.
I got you a t-shirt. 100.3 The Sound. Paul Rogers and Free on Andy in the Afternoon. 100.3 The Sound. Another 40 minutes of commercial-free classic rock yet to come here on The Sound. But I played back the top 10 songs from this day in 1969 when you were born. It's your birthday show. So I did all that. Unappreciated.
Nope.
Entirely unappreciated.
Nah.
You were actually born in England, so
you wanted
to see what the number one in England that day was, and please tell us.
Well, the thing is that it gives and it taketh away, Andy, because it's this, all right? So it's Fleetwood Mac's Albatross, right?
Which
Albatross!
I mean, it's interesting that
Albatross!
This was number one in England.
Like, do you realize, if I'm not mistaken, Uncle Joe will have to correct me on this, I believe that this song,
Albatross!
Is the only number one that Fleetwood Mac ever had in the UK. In the UK, it's the only number one they ever had.
Well, I gotta say, there was a lot of marijuana being smoked in England in the 60s, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot
more than we thought. It's instrumental, right?
Yeah, it's an instrumental, except for a dude going, Albatross!
Albatross!
Well, that's me doing it.
Oh.
That's a little Monty Python mixed in. Yeah, that's crap.
It's an instrumental.
That's
it's
crap.
Not crap, Andy.
You want to thank me now for the for the American songs
that
American I played for
ones.
You?
What was the American number one?
Crimson and Clover.
Yeah, it's
Tommy James and the Shondells. Yeah. A lot better.
It was better with your Albatross in it.
I liked it too. Yeah. That's pretty good. I should play it on our other songs.
Yeah.
Albatross!
Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. You were quite active during this.
Oh, yeah. I went to see them when they were here for the last tour.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's, yeah, I went,
July,
I'd never seen them before. I went with my girlfriend. And, you know, I was a little bit bummed because, you know, they're the elder statesmen. Like, they're not as young as they used to be. So it was, and they were doing a weird, but then they started that one.
Uh-huh.
And the entire place was on its feet.
Yeah.
And I stood up and it was like, and then they were like 20-year-old men again. They were not the elder statesmen. They were young, angry dudes. And I was weeping. And I turned to look at my girlfriend. And I was like, why am I crying at a Rush show? This is beautiful. It was one of the most transcendental musical experiences.
Let me guess. Is it because you're a little bitch?
It's because I was a little high and a little bitch. You know?
So I was in the right neighborhood.
Yep.
Hey, it's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Another 20-plus minutes of it. But would you like to go see this guy and perhaps weep?
I would.
Cry openly?
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band, the River Tour, third and final show, Saturday, March 19th, LA Memorial Sports Arena. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Why don't you call us, 888-696-1003, but don't bother unless you're a big dyed-in-the-wool Bruce Springsteen fan, because Rita is asking the question, and she's a ball breaker.
Yeah, it's yesterday's tough. Was a stumper.
It was really tough.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll take caller three right now, 888-696-1003, and we'll test your brain innards here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, back to some Beatles. Andy in the afternoon, 100 minutes, commercial free. Andy in the afternoon, he's Christian. It's
Hello.
His birthday.
It is.
I've stopped caring because he's really not very kind about it.
Thank you so much for everything you did today for me, my gifts, my special songs.
Who's on the telephone?
Oh, hold on. Gilbert, I believe.
Hi, Gilbert?
Yes.
Hi, Gilbert. Where are you calling from?
Simi Valley.
Gilbert, how you doing, man? I've got a question for you for Bruce Springsteen tickets. It's a hard question. You know your Bruce Springsteen pretty well?
Oh, I know it, but, we'll have to see.
All right. Well, let's see how you do. It's Rita Wild, our resident Bruce Springsteen expert, asking the question. Here we go. Take it over, Rita.
All right.
Oh, whoops. I guess it's got a sound bed underneath it. Here's her question.
Well, hey there, Andy in the afternoon and Christian Hand. Thanks for letting me crash your show. Bruce Springsteen has been nominated twice for an Oscar, winning one. What did he win for?
Okay. So did you hear the question?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen has been nominated twice for an Academy Award, and he won one time. Gilbert, do you have any idea what song or what movie he won for?
Dancing in the Dark.
What's that?
Dancing in the Dark?
No. Think of a movie. You want to think of a movie that he might have done or a song for a movie that he might have done that he won an Oscar for. It's the Oscars.
Cruisers.
Eddie and the Cruisers. No, I'm afraid that's not... It's not right.
I just don't have it.
All right. Well, I really wish I could have given you the tickets. I actually gave you a little bit of a hint here in the background.
True.
We won for
Streets of
Philadelphia, 1994. Hey, but we got tickets going all week long, Gilbert, so give it a shot tomorrow, okay? Give us a shot tomorrow and see if you can't try again.
Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Keep rocking. He also nominated in 96 for Dead Man Walking. And Rita says he should have been nominated in 2008 for The Wrestler, but he wasn't.
That's right. He did The Wrestler, too.
Yeah,
man. But this song's incredible.
It really, really is. All right. I want Gilbert to win.
So did I, man.
Maybe he'll win tomorrow. In the meantime, you got almost 15 more minutes of commercial-free classic rock to share with you. Starting with the Stones on Andy in the Afternoon.
What are you doing? What are you doing, man?
I'm singing Focus.
Oh, okay.
Hocus Pocus by Focus.
I thought you were having some kind
Maybe
of...
Maybe I should just tap your birthday balloon instead.
It's beautiful.
If you want Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. If you want to see what it's about, you can see I posted a video on the Andy in the Morning Facebook page and on my own Instagram and all over the place. Speaking of which, Andy.
Yes?
Our podcast.
We have a podcast?
Do you realize that at one time we were the third most listened to podcast in the universe
third,
on the music
third
page?
Third music podcast, yeah.
Yeah, not so much now.
Yeah, I think we're in the toilet now. Well, one of the problems is they posted the wrong one.
That
day in
help.
A row. And so, and it's posted the next day. But you can go and check out everything that happened today. And tomorrow, I think it's going to be a particularly special day.
Yes.
As we have, to my knowledge, outside of seances, the first deceased guest on a radio program.
Yeah. It's going to be groundbreaking radio.
We call it Dead Air.
Dead Air. The ghost host on Dead Air here at 100.3 The Sound.
But by all means, do avail yourself of the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
And there's a podcast of the morning show as well. Tomorrow morning, we've got a good show. Did you know Robbie Krieger's now on the bill for the anniversary show?
He is?
Yeah, The Doors.
He just played at the Johnny Depp thing I went and saw.
I know.
It's awesome.
And they're giving away tickets for that all this week. The anniversary show is supported by AmcoSoCal.com.
Beep, beep.
MCO transmissions and a whole lot more. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we've done it every night this show has been on. I'm not at home anymore to have story time with my son Silas and my daughter Vivian and my wife Laura. So I'm going to read. I'm going to use a $100 million broadcast facility to read a bedtime story to my son. You can all join in. Gather around the wireless. Call the kids in from the yard. This is going to be a real tender moment coming up in just a moment. Oh, the selection tonight?
Yeah.
Sandra Boynton's Your Personal Penguin.
Ah, oh, it's a classic, Andy.
That's what's up next. It's Andy in the Afternoon. It's Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian Hand.
That's your first goof that we've done the entire time.
They wouldn't have known.
I know. Well, that's my job, buddy. It's my job. It's a misfire.
You're so gracious on your birthday. No one would have known that I screwed that up if it weren't for you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Be nice. This is the safe harbor part of the program.
Is the part,
this is where I unironically tell a bedtime story to my son who's at home. Silas, I hope you're cuddled in bed with Viv and Mom. And let's do it. This is Sandra Boynton's Your Personal Penguin. I like you a lot. You're funny and kind. So let me explain what I have in mind. I want to be your personal penguin. I want to walk right by your side. I want to be your personal penguin. I want to travel with you far and wide. Wherever you go, I'll go there too. Here and there and everywhere and always with you. I want to be your personal penguin from now on. Now, lots of other penguins seem to do fine in a universe of nothing but ice. But if I could be yours and you could be mine, our cozy little world would be twice as nice. I want to be your personal penguin. I want to talk with you night and day. I want to be your personal penguin. I want to listen to whatever you say. Look at these wings, so perfect to hold you. I'd like to say again what I've already told you. Let me be your personal penguin. Imagine me, your personal penguin. I want to be your personal penguin from now on. Please. Go to bed, Silas. I'll see you in the morning. And Rita Wild is up next on 100.3 The Sound. Christian.
Yes, Andy.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Can I be your personal penguin?
You've been my personal penguin for a long, 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 long time. Andy in the afternoon. Have a great
happy
night,
birthday
everybody.
Happy birthday to me, Andy. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. 100.3 The Sound.
Goodbye.